T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning and welcome to Cook and Joe. And the first man on that billing is named Ron Cook. He's in his gigantic, is it Cranberry, Ron, dwelling? Is that where you live, Cranberry?
It's actually Seven Fields. My mailing address is a Mars mailing address. But it's Seven Fields, Adams Point. I got all kind of places where I live, I guess.
Better Mars than Uranus, I always say. Yes, Ron?
I'm not even.
What's your favorite planet?
Never mind. You know what? We can't even get into the show 30 seconds before you got to drop that on me. 30
what?
Seconds.
I'm just mentioning planets. I like planets. I've always been a planetologist?
Astronomer. Astronomer.
Yeah, that's it, an astronomer. I used to love field trips, Ron. We used to go to, I forget the name of the place. Well, cleverly titled the Science Museum, I think, in Buffalo. But the point was, you'd leave, you'd go on a bus. You know, the whole field trip thing was just spectacular. And then you'd be sitting in the dark looking at all the stars and planets. Did they take field trips where you're from?
You mean back in the 20s before they had buses? Yeah, we had field trips. I know why you loved them. It got you out of class, right? You didn't actually have to sit there and try to learn something. And we know how disruptive you were to everybody around you. So the teachers probably liked those field trips too.
Man, did I love that. Horse, nothing like a good field trip. Was there? Where did they take you? Where did you grow up, Horse? I don't even know that. How do I not know that? Clarion, Pennsylvania. So where would they take you on your field trip? Up to Brockway? Where? Pittsburgh? You come into the big city.
Went to the Gateway Clipper.
Wow.
Took a little boat ride. We went to the Carnegie Science Center. We did all that.
Can you imagine, Ron? And we learned a little about Horse last week, that he used to get up on Saturday mornings in his little Spider-Man pajamas and eat Sugar Smacks and watch cartoons. Can you imagine
really the excitement now?
Can you imagine the excitement for little Horse back when he was a pony and he was going to get up the next morning and go into the big city of Pittsburgh to the Gateway Clipper? I bet you didn't sleep that night in the stable, did you?
That's probably a good call. I don't think I did.
Big day for him.
Those
Ron,
were the days. When we were young, those were the days. Someone sang a song about those were the days, right?
Where did you go, Ron? Any field trip in particular?
I was in the Junior Historians Club when I was in ninth grade. We took an overnight bus trip to Harrisburg. I remember that. Isn't it amazing what you remember?
Yeah, I mean, they were big. They were big days when you knew you were going somewhere special when you were that young. We went out to find fossils, trilobites. Is that what they were called? We found dinosaur fossils in Buffalo. They used to roam. It was unbelievable. I've saved some of those things. That was a big day when you discover your own dinosaur fossil, Ron. Come on.
I never quite had the pleasure, but I'll take your word for it.
We have so many treats today that I've literally lost track of them. Mike DeFabo wrote a story in the Post-Gazette on the Kapanen family. Did you read that today, Ron?
Yes, I have. Very good. Very good.
Tremendous.
Nice timing. Nice timing of it, too, with them scoring the winning goal the other night.
Perfect. Perfect. About a long-ago fight in the Kapanen family on the ice, and then just about Kasperi Kapanen in general. But he's going to join us later in the show. Also, Samantha Pell from the Washington Post, Talk Capitals. We have a lot of places that we could go today, Ron. You texted me this morning a bunch of things. And we're in the aftermath of the Ben situation. And I saw the morning show. At least I saw Chris Mack tweet this out, that people were getting angry over quarterback rankings in the AFC North. Because a lot of people would put Ben last among quarterbacks in the AFC North going into next season. when Burrow comes back, obviously. Would you? How would you rank the quarterbacks in the AFC North?
Well, I mean, considering one is going to be 39 and is probably headed into his last year, I guess I don't have a real big problem with that. You know, I might I want to see a little more from Mayfield maybe than but he did show me something last year. So, you know, I guess I don't have a real problem with that. I mean, Lamar Jackson is what he is. You know, I think he's a really good player, a dynamic player. I don't know how great of a quarterback he is. You know, he still hasn't really got it done in the playoffs, but I have no real problem with that.
How would you rank him just for next season, right now, assuming Burrow comes back healthy?
I would probably put, you know, I would still probably have Mayfield last. I would have probably Lamar one and Burrow if he's healthy. I think Burrow's going to be the best of the bunch. I really do. He showed me enough last year to make me think that. So I would put him two, you know, Ben three, and Mayfield four at this point. But I think very easily Mayfield could end up taking that spot over.
I would put Lamar one, Ben two, Baker three, and Burrow four. Just the uncertainty around Burrow. I like him, but if we're talking just about next season, who I would most want to have going into the season.
That's not the way you explained it. You said you assuming he is healthy. That's what, now I don't think he's going to be necessarily healthy at the start of the year, but the way you explained it was assuming he was healthy. That's why I rated him so high.
Right, but he's still coming off a major injury where he didn't play for a lot of the year, so I would expect that he wouldn't be on top of his game right from the get-go. Could be wrong, but maybe. That's how I would rank him. Lamar, ceiling.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Joe.
As we've seen in the playoffs, followed by Ben, followed by Baker. I mean, if we ask this question again, 11, 12 games into the season, Ben had outplayed Lamar on his home field, right, where they beat the Ravens, unless I missed that game, where Lamar threw a couple of ridiculous interceptions in that game. They broke Baker Mayfield in half in this game here, and Ben outplayed him. Then Ben didn't play in the second game, and then Baker badly outplayed him in the playoff game. That's true, too. But I'm not sure I'm on this Browns bandwagon to Super Bowl territory. Like, this is definitely a team on the rise, and watch out for the Browns, and they're going to win the division, and Baker Mayfield is a superstar. Halfway through last season, we were wondering if Baker Mayfield was even going to be their quarterback this year. Right? So I don't know that I'm all ready to make my opinions based on what happened in the last 2 months of the year. In fact, I'm not.
Well, I think we're thinking along the same lines, because I put Mayfield fourth in the division. So I think we are thinking along the same lines. I just saw enough of Burrow, again, assuming that he's healthy, is going to end up being better than I think he's going to be better than Mayfield, and I think he's going to be better than Lamar Jackson. He may not win an MVP award, but I think he's that good. But I think we're thinking along the same lines when it comes to the Browns.
Yeah, his problem, Burrow's problem, is that he still plays for the Bengals. So
true.
To be saddled with that is not a good thing. But I think a lot of people would have – I bet you if you took a poll – even locally, let alone nationally, I would think, and again, it's just for next season. Obviously, if you're choosing franchise quarterbacks for the future, Ben would be dead last by a million miles simply because of his age. But I think most people would probably put Ben last. What do you make of this Ian Rapoport report or opinion, maybe, that he still believes that there's a chance for Juju to stay with the Steelers?
I don't believe there's a chance. I don't think it's going to happen. I think he's going to go to the highest bidder, and God bless him if he doesn't. The only way, you know, I could see him staying is maybe 1 year, you know, wait for the salary cap to really climb again for next year and then really cash in. But these guys all want security. He does that, he may not be around next year. He might get hurt, and he might not have that opportunity. I see no chance of him staying here. No chance. You know, I know you never say never. I get that. But I see very, 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 very little chance that he's going to be able to stay here.
I mean, Rapoport does point out that it's a long shot, you know. I mean, he says guys like Galladay, guys like Chris Godwin, he believes will be franchise tagged, which means Juju would just rise in the free agency rankings as other guys get franchise tagged. He's going to see his stock just go up, right? I would think. Yep. And a lot of people thinking right now, everything I've seen is at least $15 million a year, as far up as $17 million a year for Juju. That's what I'm seeing all around, Ron, is him getting a very, very nice deal. It just doesn't seem possible that he's going to be back. And yet I think Ben still has a chance to have good weapons around him, don't you? He will, in fact.
I mean, I think Claypool, you know, he was a revelation this year. He's going to be even better next year, you would think. So I would think from that standpoint, you know, he's going to be a really good number one. James Washington is still good. I thought Deontay Johnson was their best receiver last year, even when Juju was here. So I think he does have some weapons around him next year. I just don't think Juju is going to be one of them.
Will Ebron be one of them? It looks like it, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he's got a contract, right? I would think he's going to be back. I don't think they're going to release him, especially with Vance McDonald retiring. Although, you know, I think it was Bouchette that mentioned that he doesn't look at him as a tight end. He's more of a receiver, and I would agree with that. But that doesn't mean he won't still be back next year.
Tons of tight ends are going to be on the open market this year, which means when the top ones get snagged, maybe a really cheap one who can block comes your way. I mean, if they're interested, and certainly they say they are, and everything they're doing would indicate they are interested in having a run game, like actually having one, then you need to have a tight end who can block, right?
Yep, and they certainly need one. And I don't think Ebron is the answer. They need to go out and find one. And, you know, obviously, I saw, you know, I laughed today. Ray Fittipaldo had another mock draft out. I'm going to give him the business. You know, he does enough mock drafts that it reminds me of Pompeiani a little bit. He has the Steelers picking 19 different guys in different drafts, and if they end up taking one of them, he's gonna be right, right?
Well, let's use that as a classic radio tease, Ron. Let's tell people next, because this would be pretty intriguing, and this kid that he has them pegged as taking now with his second draft would be very intriguing, I think. Let's talk about that next, who Ray Fittipaldo has the Steelers taken at number 24. We have an update, Ron, and a very exciting one. Ken Campbell, who's been covering hockey forever. Here's the problem now. This is a very interesting dilemma. I had a note out to Ken Campbell for 11 o'clock. We already have Jim Colony for 11 o'clock. What do we do here, Ron and Horst? Do we give Colony the reverse Belfont snorkel and ask him for 11:25? Surely he would be amenable, right?
Absolutely, we would. We should do that.
Do we feel bad about that?
Not one tiny bit, actually. But that's go ahead. You guys make the decision.
Horst, dilemma?
No, I've already sent the text.
You already sent it to Colony? All right, he's at 11:25. Now, here's the other thing. Campbell wants to be briefed on topics, Ron. This is unusual, right? I don't know what the hell I'm going to ask him as we sit here right now. Do I send him a little dossier here? Is that the right word? A little questionnaire?
Just Penguin-related, you know, the division.
Hockey.
Hockey. Sid's 1,000
Well, if I send back hockey, we're going to have Colony back at 11 o'clock.
You know, there's a, you know, right. Sid's, we'll come up with plenty for him.
And then surprise him by reversing it all. All right, that's off the top, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.